Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr., and today we have a very, very special topic that I want to dive into. The topic is understanding your identity as a father. Okay, we all know that fatherhood is a journey, but we sometimes forget that each one of us has a unique path. God has created us individually. And the way, you know, we father, love, and lead is going to look different. It looks different for my household. It's going to look different for your household, for your neighbor's household. Doesn't mean that one person is right, more right than the other. It's just the reality that, you know, we're all on different journeys, different paths, sharing the same space. But we all have a similar purpose in leading our families well, right? And so I have a quick little story, you know, to share with you all. Let me start by, you know, sharing this personal example of what I mean by understanding your identity as a father. So, as you all know, I have two little boys. I have a three-year-old and a one-year-old. Now, one thing about my sons, they are very high energy. And by high energy, I'm sure you all know what I mean when I say high energy. Running around, screaming, jumping, climbing, anything you can think of that's high energy, that's them. Now, me on the other hand, I've always been more of a relaxed, laid back, reserved, more so introverted type of person. So, you know, you can imagine the dynamic between me and my kids, right? So my kids are full of energy, you know, as they are. They love to play, jump, and wrestle. And of course, I'll jump, play, wrestle with them too. You know, I'm not saying that I don't play with my kids. I'm not saying that I don't jump in and, you know, roughhouse here and there. But I don't do it to the level that they do it, okay? But although I don't, you know, jump around for hours like they do, I've learned to just, you know, being with them while they're letting out all their energy pays dividends in more ways than I could realize. So, you know, like I said, we'll be wrestling, playing, jumping around, and I just get to a point where like, okay, I'm getting tired. Let me just lay down and let them finish off doing what they're doing. They know what they do. They'll climb on me. They'll jump. They'll, you know, hit my stomach, you know, do, you know, all the stuff little kids do. And it still creates memories. It's still us bonding, you know. It's still us, you know, connecting, right? Like I said, you know, what works for you, works for you. You know, what works for us, works for us. You know, I had to realize that I don't need to be like, you know, a character by the name of Jack Pearson from the show This Is Us. You know, he's always on, always full of energy, very attentive, you know, one of the better TV dads that we've had in a long time, right? You know, but if that's not you, then don't try to be that, right? That's okay. And the main reason why I shared that story is really to remind you that, you know, you don't have to fit into someone else's idea of what a great dad looks like. You know, you are a great dad already. All you have to do is just walk in that God-given purpose that you already have. You see what I'm saying? You know, you are designed by God with intention. When you understand who you are, it becomes easier to show up as a dad, as a husband, as a partner, and really just as a person. So it's not just about, you know, it's not a one-dimensional thing. You know, it's a holistic thing. It's a holistic approach. You know, being the best version of yourself means that you're going to be the best version all the way around for all the people in your life, right? And so I really want you to take hold of that truth and run with it. And it's very important for you to understand that, because especially in the social media age, it's a high internet age, you know, we can feel like we're not enough. You know, we compare ourselves to other dads, other families, and we begin to question ourselves, like, are we doing a good job? You know, we might see dads on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whatever, like taking their kids on amazing trips, or having these amazing outings and these, you know, amazing excursions with their kids, and it might make us feel like, man, I may not be in a financial position to, you know, take my kids and do that. You know, I may not be in a position to take my kids on that trip, but I want to give you words of encouragement and say, you know, you have everything you need right here, right now. All you have to do is just remember that kids remember the time spent, not the money spent. Okay? Kids remember the time spent, not the money spent. If you take your kids outside and you just spend time outside, trust me, I've done this before, you know, you just take your kids outside, go touch some grass, as they say these days, you'll be surprised at the end of the day, and you ask your child, hey, how was your day? They'll tell you they had a great day. They had a great day. Why? Not just because they were outside, not just because they could run around and scream, but they did it with dad. You know, that's whether you realize it or not, that's a core memory that's gonna stick with them throughout their life. You know, when they're older and they just think back on, you know, their journey with you, that's gonna be there. Now, if you're feeling like you're still trying to figure out who you are in this season of fatherhood, or if you're struggling with that pressure to be someone else, I want to offer you some guidance. Check out my Dad's Daily Drive in the description below. It's a resource to help you dive deeper into understanding your identity as a father so you can parent with more confidence and peace. Now, remember, dads, we're all different for a reason. There's no one size fits all when it comes to fatherhood. So take a breath, appreciate who God made you to be, and embrace your unique role in your family's life. Until next time, keep leading with love. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.